Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. All right, so we'll continue with open line calls. I said we get to some Lion stuff. I'm driving home yesterday, and I'm thinking, okay, why did I get so irritated yesterday? Why was I so impatient? Why was I, like, by the end of the show, mad? And I realized what it was, and it's something that actually kind of typically happens when we do have high expectations for Tiger seasons, and that is seeing short-term results and drawing long-term conclusions. And, you know, when you're in these jobs, you feel like you should kind of get to where you are, come up with a theory, something you believe in, and then stand by it. And I think Detroit spent the last couple of years really building up, the Lions built up a real credibility in this town. And I think the people bought in. And I think yesterday we had some people pulling the plug so quickly. Not all of you. There's legitimate criticisms and legitimate concerns. But there was some yelling and screaming. I didn't get to the Dan Campbell text about Hollywood Dan and people being disappointed that, you know, Dan Campbell's gone all Hollywood and there's a reason why Ben Johnson didn't get a job, guys. I'm just like, the other ones that were coming in, I knew this would happen once Goff got his contract. We didn't read all these texts, but it kind of contributed to my overall feeling of why are people so quick to pull the plug when the long term, like, I feel like falling back on what we really truly believe, that there is competent people running the organization, that they've got a really good GM. They got a really good head coach. They have a really good offensive coordinator. Like, these are things that we felt were established and we're willing, and some people seem willing to pull the plug on that two games in without paying attention to the context of what it's like in the NFL. And I do think it's important when you look around at what happened last weekend in the National Football League, some of the remarkable results, Saints 44, Cowboys 19, Vikings 23, 49ers 17. You had Raiders 26, Ravens 23. The Ravens are 0-2, Cardinals 41, Rams 10. Rams are devastated by injuries. Week 1, Patriots over the Bengals. Last night, Atlanta over Philadelphia. Philly at home is a big favorite. But, nope, Goff got paid. Hollywood Dan, reason Ben Johnson didn't get a job. And those are the things that I think frustrate me, and it came through on the air. And I don't think I handled it well, Gator, and I'm admitting it now.
I think it's okay. I think that if people are going to pull the plug after 2 weeks and then cite things like Hollywood Dan, mm-hmm. or whatever they want to do, I think that's just, it's just foolish. And it goes back to what somebody said, I forget which caller it was. It was a brilliant observation. It may have been one of the Pauls that said people are going to feel the way they feel just to support their own narrative. So if they're going to lose and go 1-1 and they're going to, and they didn't think that this Lions team was going to be any good, they're going to latch onto it as quickly as they can, because it'll just take a matter of weeks before it fizzles. But for right now, they can crow about it and pound their chest and say, see, I told you. And then they're going to find some other reason. So Dan Campbell just doesn't care. He's too distracted by other things, like doing Applebee's commercials and making sure that he looks good when they go for it on fourth down, or they got to have that fake punt two games into the season, which, of course, those are ridiculous things to be upset by. Those are reasons that Dan Campbell, the commercials, it's not distracting. It's off-season stuff. It's stuff that was done probably well before training camp. But people want to believe what they want to believe. They want to get fired up about stupid stuff, and this is definitely stupid stuff.
Well, look, I mean, I've made the comment that people want their athletes and their coaches to do nothing but work out, practice, go to bed early, and eat healthy.
Right.
Anything else is unacceptable. And that's just not the way it is. There is some time off. I'm going to guess here, Gator, and I'm going to assume this is a good guess, that Dan Campbell taping Applebee's commercials didn't take away from his coaching. It took away from his private time. That's my guess.
I would think you're right. Does Dan Campbell strike you as the kind of guy that would put something ahead of football?
No, not at all. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Don in Detroit. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I got two things I want to say. I'm happy for the Tigers. The only problem is when you do those bullpen days, just like Dan Campbell doing the 4th and 2, 4th and 3, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. Now, the problem is with the Lions is that nobody was ready for the Lions last year, and they had a pretty easy schedule. But they're ready for them this year, and it's going to be a lot different. And now you're going to see the true coaching of Dan Campbell. Take care. Keep up the good work.
Do you believe in it? Do you believe in the coaching, Don?
Yes. Okay. I believe in the coaching, but I had doubts when they didn't do what was proper about getting the field goal team on or throwing the ball down and stopping the clock. Somebody didn't do their job.
Yeah. I mean, he said it was him, yeah.
He was pretty accountable for that.
Yep.
You could put it on the coach. You could put it on Ben Johnson. You could put it on whoever.
The coach put it on himself. Yeah.
Right. Well, I know he took the blame because he's the coach. And that's what most people do when you're the head coach or when you're the head of anything. You take the blame and you roll with it until the next week.
Thank you for the phone call, Don.
Everybody has improved in the NFL.
Well, not everybody.
No.
In fact, I think we could probably make the case that the team they beat in the opener, unfortunately, has not improved.
I don't think the Rams have improved.
No. Brian's in Detroit, and he's next here on 97. Won a ticket. Hello, Brian.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
Oh, not much. The fans are just pretty much disappointed that when we hear for 2 or 3 months leading up to the season that this is a Super Bowl team, then to come out to perform like that. Fans that don't know, they think it's just supposed to go smooth all the way, when not realizing it's just two games. But they need to perform better. We gave the quarterback his money. The coaches, him doing commercials is nothing. But now all the glory is going to them, and they come out and perform like this the first two games. That's the frustration.
I could see that.
Yeah, frustration's one thing. Do you think this team's going to have a good year?
I think they're going to have a good year, but it's just not going to be as easy.
Wow.
It's just not going to be as easy as people think. Because people went in this, the fans in this area went into thinking, the tickets sell out quick, everything's going to be great. It's just not going to go that way. They might not even win a division. You just have to wait to the end result and see if they make it. When they get to the playoffs, we need for them to get to the Super Bowl. Not the NFC Championship game, not none of that. We need a Super Bowl. And that's what we need, period.
So it's funny because
–
appreciate it, Brian. It's good to hear from you. It's funny because last week, late in the week, I said, hey, don't forget, last year the team went 12-5, had a great year, won the division, went to the NFC title game, but lost in week two at home to Seattle, and everybody lost their you-know-what. They just lost again in week two, and everybody's losing their you-know-what again. And the reason I brought it up last week was because, like, just remember, if they lose on Sunday to Tampa, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. And we got some end-of-world calls yesterday.
Right. Well, I mean, their schedule is tougher this year. I think they played three playoff teams. This year it's six, I believe.
So what are the three last year? They played Dallas, they played Tampa, they played Kansas City, they played Baltimore. That's four.
It's four, I'm sorry. Okay.
Green Bay.
Wasn't a playoff. Oh, Green Bay was a playoff team. My bad.
Five playoff teams last year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Technically, it's six games.
Yeah.
So was it that easy of a schedule?
I would say that it wasn't easy. This year's might be tougher, but
I think when we do the prediction show and people say 10 and 7, 11 and 6, 12 and 5, 13 and 4, they actually forget they predicted losses.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
dude, you predicted they were going to lose some games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, so when the Lions lose a game, they're like, well, what the hell? They lost a game.
But if they don't have them lose one of the first two.
Well, the Bucks. I mean, yeah, I guess. But even then, I think no matter when they lose games during the season, people are going to be like, what the hell was that? Right? I don't care who it's going to be against.
I'm feeling right now, it's like just, when you lose more games, I almost want to say, just don't lose them to in division, because then people.
But they're going
really,
to, Gator.
I know. I agree. I think this is 11-6 team. Okay, they're going to lose some games, but it's, when you start losing in division and people, that's when they're going to really lose their mind.
I mean, ask yourself this too. I think going into this season, a lot of people saw the Bears as a game in Chicago as a likely loss. They may still lose to the Bears in Chicago. I don't think of it as a likely loss.
No, I don't think it's likely, but the Bears did show a lot of improvement week one to week two.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.